You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Right, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Victory Metries. And today, like sabi ni Pastor Jeff, it is our day 3 for our prayer and fasting. And if you are joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you to these Victory Metries. And just so you know, we've scheduled our prayer and fasting every year. And we started it last Friday, and we're going to do this up till this week, until Thursday. So if you happen to miss this, again, we want to invite you, just want to reiterate what Pastor Jeff said. We want to invite you to join us every night, starting tomorrow night, because tonight also we have a service. So Monday to Thursday, we have prayer meetings here. And I tell you, right, in this place, you can really feel and experience the presence of God. This place literally shaking. And I don't know about you, okay? There's no other place in this city or in here in Metairie na hindi mo maramdaman yung presence of God except here in this place. Kaya kailangan nandito kayo. And the Bible says, if two or more gather in His name, nandun yung presence ni God. And when the presence of God is in a certain place, guess what? Breakthroughs are coming. Answered prayers are being received. And if you want breakthroughs and you want to experience God in a powerful way as you start the year, this 2012, we want to invite you again to join us. Kung na-miss nyo na yung fasting nyo, kung kanina umaga, kumakain kayo ng soup, tapos may napasamang noodles, destiny na yon. Okay. Okay lang, repent, and then just go on with your fasting. Alright? Okay ba yun? How many of you are enjoying the fasting so far? Great. Alright. And, yun lang yung ano ko. And, you know, I'm just so encouraged with this fasting because yung number one prayer, the number one thing that I'm believing God for, God already answered that before even the fasting started. So, thank God. And I know God is also not finished with us, and God's gonna give you a breakthrough as you continue to believe in His name. Amen? Amen. And this afternoon, let me just ship. Okay, bilisan natin. Sabi, medyo kailangan ko rin magbilis. Hindi naman. Sinasabi ko lang yan. We're starting a new series entitled Thrive. And for the next 4 weeks, ito yung pag-uusapan natin. And when you read the word thrive, actually, tinignan ko sa dictionary, medyo hindi ako familiar sa word na to, yung thrive. Kasi, una-una, yung lisp ko, yung PTH, so nababasa ko thrive, ano yung thrive? So, nalilito ako. So, when I look at the dictionary, I look at the word thrive, it means to what? To flourish, to succeed, to bloom, to prosper, and to increase. And this is my prayer for all of us as we start this series, as we start the year. I pray that you will flourish in your finances this year. Okay ba yan? Gusto niyo ba yan? You will succeed in your relationship this year. No more bitterness, no more unforgiveness, reconciliation and love. Would you want that? We want you to bloom physically, na mag-aasawa ka na this year. Amen. In Jesus' name. You want to prosper. You want increase. Increase of responsibility. Gusto nyo ba yun? And this is what we are going to talk about for the next 4 weeks. Is you will thrive this year. You know why? Because in this life, it's either you thrive or you deteriorate. Take your pick. Gusto mo bang mag-thrive? Or gusto mo bang mag-deteriorate? And I don't know about you, but I want to thrive. So I'm just excited. So let's just ask God to be with us. Let's just pray right now and ask God to be with us as we listen to His word. Lord, we thank you, God, for this afternoon, for your presence, allowing us to experience you in a new and powerful way. I pray, God, that today, Lord, you will break mindsets, God. You will teach us how to die, Lord, to ourselves so that we can truly live for you, God. Lord, we glorify you, we honor you, God. Bless the preaching of your word, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You know, since sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina, diba, this is our day 3 for our prayer and fasting, and nasagot na yung, hindi ba nasagot? I mean, God already answered the first thing that I'm believing God for. You know, the second thing I'm believing God for this year is really God will give me a supernatural grace and power to embrace a healthy lifestyle. Okay? to embrace a healthy lifestyle. And sabihin mo, Dan, okay ka naman, hindi ka ba healthy? Hindi po ako healthy. Kung itingnan nyo po yung result ko sa medical ko, eh, sobrang taas po lahat ng mga number po doon. Hindi ko na po inalam kung ano po yung mga number na yun. Hindi ko na rin maintindihan. Basta alam ko, mataas po siya. This should never happen. And when the passing approach, so sabi ko, Lord, I'm believing you God for a supernatural power and grace for me to embrace a healthy lifestyle. And the reason I'm saying that's because I cannot depend on myself anymore. Sometimes we think we can depend on ourselves regarding some area of our lives, but we have to think that in everything in our lives, it is all about spiritual. That's why the Bible says, live by the Spirit. So if you detach yourself from spirituality, you're already going against the very nature God created you, which is you are a spiritual being before a physical being. So when I ask God, God, give me, or I'm asking you, I'm believing you, God, for me, give me the power, the grace to embrace a healthy lifestyle. It's as if I'm asking God, God, give me the spiritual power and grace for me to do this. I can do it on my own. And the reason I want that is because, you know, as pastors, and can just pour out, pwede ba ako mag-pour out? Isang kasi pastors are used to hearing stories. So ngayon, baliktad naman, pwede ba ako mag-pour out sa inyo this afternoon? You know, as pastors, yung trabaho namin, survey says it's one of the most stressful jobs in the world. Naniwala ba kayo doon? Sana maniwala kayo. I'm not convincing you for the sake of, you know, maniwala kayo, but let me just give you, you know, because we're used to what? Every day ang trabaho namin to listen to people's problem. How many of you here, kung ganun yung trabaho mo, magiging masaya ka every day? Kinig ka ng problema ng ibang tao. At hindi lang 'yon. Okay? Kinig ka ng problema ng tao, you help them, you're gonna pray with them. And hindi ka pakikinggan, sisiraan ka pa. Do you get this? You see, as pastors, we love our job. And because this is our calling and we are called to do this. But sometimes, because since we love our job, walang oras to. So naiisip namin siya palagi. Unlike kung 8 to 5 job ka lang nagtatrabaho, you can detach yourself. Di ba? 8 to 5, tapos na, okay na ako. Especially kung hindi mo mahal yung trabaho mo or you're just there for money or just for good pay. Pagkatapos ng 8 to 5, tapos ka na. Weekend, solong-solo mo na yung buhay mo. Tama ba yun? But unlike us, pastors, or people who are involved in the full-time ministry, 24/7 naisip namin to. Paano ba itong ganito? Paano ba ito? Text ka pa ng anong oras? Pastor Dan, pwede mo ba magpare? Alas 11 na ng gabi, hindi ba makakahintay ang bukas? They value this. And we have families. And because we love this, we think about this, and there's no time. Sana nga, 8 to 5 na lang eh. Pero hindi. Because we are called to be shepherds. And when you are shepherd, walang timetable yan. Do you follow this? And the expectations are so high. Unlike sa ibang corporate or sa business, you can fail. And it's okay to fail. But us, pastors, sobrang taas ng expectation, iku-crucify ka pag nagkamali ka. And this is disclaimer, we don't do our work or live this just to, you know, to live on your expectations, because we only live for the expectations of God. The reason I'm saying this is because this is hazardous to our health. Survey says the number one cause of heart attack and all the diseases is stress. And that's why I'm believing God. God, this year, I want to embrace a healthy lifestyle. You see, a healthy lifestyle is not just losing weight. It's really honoring God with what you do with your body. It's the food that you eat. It's the sleep, the rest that we take. The activities that we do or the inactivity that we don't do. Medyo redundant yung inactivity that we don't do. Or the exercises we do want to do. And it takes the grace of God for us to do that. And that's what I'm believing God for. That this year, Lord, I want to do this. Because I realize if I'm going to last, okay? If I'm going to last in this vocation or in this ministry, I have to take care of my health. And I have to ask God, please help me. And do you know that only 2% of the pastor who enter in a full-time ministry only retires as a pastor. Wala nagre-retire as a pastor, 2% lang. The rest, 98%, is either umayaw na sila, nagkasala sila, or napagod na lang sila. 2% lang ang nagre-retire as a pastor. Because it's really as far as right. And the reason I want this, and I'm believing God for this year, this area of my life, is because I want to honor God more. I want to honor God more. And I want to make disciples more. You see, kapag nakatulog ako ng tama, at nakakain ako ng tama, I can honor God more with my body. At pag nakatulog ako ng tama, at na-prioritize ko yung pamilya ko, kinabukasan, ready ako mag-minister, hindi ako masungit. How many of you here, hirap kayo magtrabaho, masungit kayo kapag wala kayong tulog? Tama? It's just the reality. And you have to see your physical side of life as something as spiritual. I want to honor God. I want to make disciples. May makulit na estudyante, wala kang tulog. Tapos yung self-worth mo, nag-self-pity ka kasi ang dami mo nakain. Inabuse mo yung katawan mo. This is just for myself. Okay? I'm saying this because there are certain areas in our lives that we want to thrive. You want to thrive financially. You want to thrive physically. As my parts in here, ko sa inyo kanina, you want to thrive emotionally. Hindi ka na na-offend. You can overlook people. You want to thrive relationally. Gusto niyo maayos yung pamilya mo. Gusto mo, you know, you will be the one who will gather your families. Or you want to thrive spiritually. This year, I want to read my Bible. This year, I want to know God like never before. This year, I'm going to lead a victory group. This year, I'm going to serve God. And whether you admit it or not, whether you are aware or not, one way or another, we want to thrive. At the back of your mind, gusto mo maging successful sa area na to. In fact, habang ngayon, ay kinig ka sa akin, gusto mo maging successful relationally. Kasi may problema ka sa pamilya mo. And this year, you want to thrive. You want to thrive physically. Yung sineshare ko sa inyo kanina, I'm sure, gusto niya rin yun. You want to thrive emotionally. All of us wanting to thrive. Like what I said, it's either you thrive or you deteriorate. Take your pick. Ano ba yung gusto mo? And this year, that's what we're gonna do. We will pray to God that God will give us the grace to thrive. And you know, this is the scenario that I want to share. Di ba lahat tayo? Lahat ba tayo nag-agree kayo sa akin na gusto niyo mag-thrive? Okay, great. But there's a scenario, and I want you to take note of this. And I want you to nod your heads or just say yes in your at the back of your mind if you can relate to this. We want to thrive physically, relationally, financially, emotionally, spiritually. We want to thrive in all those different areas of our lives. But somehow, every Sunday, we ask, God, bless me. God, help me do this. God, I pray that you will intervene in our lives. And sometimes, from time to time, naaalala natin pag-pray to. From time to time, we ask God. Or regularly, we go to God. God, I pray that you will help me go through this situation in my life. But somehow, kahit regular ka nagpipray, or kahit linggo-linggo ka na sa church, or nag-attend ka ng victory group, or from time to time, naaalala mo na kailangan mong gawin to, kailangan mong ilapit kay God to. But sometimes, we don't see the fruits of our prayer. Sometimes, or most of the times, wala tayong nakikitang thriving life na gusto natin. Hindi nag-thrive tayo. Hindi tayo nag-thrive financially. Hindi tayo nag-thrive emotionally. Hindi tayo nag-thrive mentally. Hindi tayo nag-thrive. Bakit ganun? Why is it? We've done all those small, detailed stuff. We prayed naman. We read naman our Bible. And why is it? I don't see the thriving that I desire in my life. Bakit hindi naging successful? Bakit hindi nagbo-bloom? Bakit hindi nag-i-increase? Bakit? You know why? You know why? Ask me why. Secret. Laka lang. You know why? And this is my suspicion. Suspecha ko lang to, ha? Pero suspecha to kasi nangyayari sa buhay ko to. And you know, when I preach, you know, pastors, when we preach here, it's not just for the people. It's also for us. We preach to ourselves because we are all under the one Lord, and that is Jesus Christ. The reason, you know why? Sometimes, wala tayong nakikitang thriving sa hindi nagtatribe yung finance natin or hindi nagtatribe yung relationship natin, hindi nagtatribe yung physical natin. You know why? The reason is this. Bigyan ko kayo ng example. Diba sinasabi mo, nagbibigay naman ako. May budget naman ako. Nag-work hard naman ako. Bakit hindi nagtatribe? Maybe, nagbibigay ka nga. Pero out of guilt or out of obligation. Meron kang budget. Pero ang motive ng budget, kasi you have fear of lack. Ah, let's do the budget. Why? Because rainy days are coming. Listen, if you want and you desire and you think for rainy days you will get. Fear of lack. You know why you have to have budget? So that you can be good stewards of blessings of God in your life. So that you can be a blessing. So that you don't squander. That's the purpose of budget. Nagtatrabaho naman ako mabuti. Bakit hindi ako nagtatry financially? You know why? Maybe you're doing business in a worldly way, in an ungodly way. Nagda-diet naman ako. Nag-exercise naman ako. Bakit? Ganun pa rin. But wala nangyayari, baba pa rin ang self-worth ko. Bakit? You know what? Sometimes because we do it out of vanity. Gusto mo i-impress yung kaibigan mo? Gusto mo i-impress yung Listen, your value doesn't depend on what people think about you. Your value depends on what God thinks about you. Kinakausap ko naman yung asawa ko. Nag-spend time naman ako. Ba't di kami nag-drive relationally? Bakit puro away? Ba't puro ganito? Maybe you're spending time with your kids kasi ina-avoid mo yung chores sa bahay. Listen, and just saying this, and I'm guilty of this. Sometimes I avoid chores in our house by spending time with my daughter. I'm guilty! Eh, sabihin mo, why is it my relationship is not thriving? It's because you're lazy! You wanna talk to your wife? Minsan, I talk to my wife when I need something. And I'm guilty of that. And you wonder, why is it your relationship are not thriving? Talk to your wife. Kumusta mo siya? How are you? Hindi lang kung may kailangan ka. Or lonely yung gabi mo. You get what I'm saying? Why is it we're not thriving spiritually? Nagbabasa naman ako ng Bible. Mati naman ako ng church. Every Sunday nga, nandito ako. Memorize ko na nga yung upuan ko. May pangalan na nga ako dun eh. Why? Because you're doing it out of religion. If you attend church and read your Bible out of religiosity, guess what? You'll get religiosity. Because Christianity is never religion. It's about relationship. It's about you surrendering your life to Jesus. The reason we are not thriving is because there's a heart issue. The reason we have fear of lack, the reason we have religious mindset, the reason we are lazy, the reason we are vain, the reason we have low self-worth, or self-image, the reason we are religious is because we have a heart issue. And you know what's that issue? Sin problem. Sin problem. You see, when you want to thrive on something in a very specific area of your lives, you don't just do things, but you have to check the heart first. Don't just say, may problema ako financially. Huwag ka munang mag-invento kung anong kailangan mong gawin. Tingnan mo muna yung puso mo. Because that's the starting point if you want to thrive in certain specific areas of your life. Tingnan mo yung puso mo. Meron bang sin problem? You know what? This is what I sincerely believe. Why? Because I accept this in my heart, in my life. We don't have problems financially. We don't have problems emotionally. We don't have problems physically. We don't have problems relationally. We don't have problems spiritually. We have heart problem. And that problem is sin. That is our problem. And you know, as hard as it is, you know, sometimes, dati, before I came to know the Lord, you know, I hate church. I don't want to go to church. You know why? Because Pupunta ka dun. Sasabihin sa'yo, makasalanan ka. Ba't ako pupunta ron? Doon ako punta sa bar. Sabihin na sa'yo, okay ka. May tumutunog pang ganun. Di ba? You know what? I wanna share this to all of us. You're coming to church so that you wanna worship God. And if it takes for you to hear the word of God and know that we have sins in our heart, just be open to that. You know why? Because hindi naman talaga yung pastor nagsasabi. Sabi ng Bible yun. If we want to thrive, we have to deal the root of why what's causing na bakit di tayo nagtatrive. And ano yun? Our hearts. Yung kasalanan sa puso natin. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with our sin problem? Let's just read Romans 6:11 to 13. As we read this, my prayer is none of these words will escape your ears and your mind. My prayer is you will just fully accept this. It says in Romans 6:11 to 13, in the same way, this is how you should deal with your sin in your life. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourself, let's go on, let's just go back there. Count yourself to dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Paul was addressing the church in Rome, and he was telling them, guys, if you have a sin problem, if you have a heart issue, and you are not thriving, it's probably because you have a sin problem. And if you want to thrive, you have to deal with a root. Ano yung root? Sin. And this is my words for you. Count yourselves dead to sin. When you took the word dead out of that verse, and when you studied the word dead, simple lang yan. You don't have to be a genius to know that. Dead means no life. Dead means hindi mo na makikita yan. Pag may namatay na isang tao o isang bagay, hindi mo na makikita yan ever. Tama? At hindi mo na makikita that even the shadow of that person, hindi mo na makikita yan. Tama? And even hininga niyan, hindi mo na mararamdaman. Kaya huwag kayo maniniwala. Pag namatay yung siguro lola nyo, nahingaan kayo. It's the lie from the enemy. It's not biblical. Maybe it's tradition, but it's not biblical. Listen, that's what how God wants us to deal with our sin. Patayin mo yung sarili mo sa kasalanan. Count yourself dead to sin. Kailangan walang shadow, walang hininga, walang image ng sin sa buhay mo. And Paul continues, says, but alive to God, but offer your life to God in Jesus Christ. Count yourself dead to sin, cut it off, and then offer your life to God. It's not just stopping yourself doing something crazy or something sinful, hindi lang iinto ka lang ganun, but also turning your life to God. Yung ibang tao, sinasabi nila, magpapakabait na ako, hindi enough yun. Hindi na ako magkakasal, hindi na ako gagawa ng mali. Hindi po enough yun. Ang tama pong theology, hindi na ako gagawa ng masama and I'm gonna pursue God. Yun po ang tamang theology. Because if you're just gonna say, hindi na ako gagawa ng mali, mapakabait na ako, hindi na ako gagawa ng masama, hindi na ako gagawa ng kasalanan, that is humanistic. But you turn to God. That's why Paul is saying, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Live your life for God. Pursue God. Let's continue with the verse. In verse 12 says here, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. You see, when we have sins in our heart, you know what's happening? We are not capable to do something that will please God. Why? Because it's the sin that dictates our desires. At kapag meron ka pang sin sa puso mo, yun yung magdidikta sa desire mo. At ano yung desire mo, yun yung isipin ng utak mo. At kung ano yung inisip ng utak mo, yun yung gagawin mo. That's why we must get rid of the sin in our hearts at all costs. Verse 13. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness. When we have sin in our hearts, unknowingly, we are offering our bodies to wickedness. And you don't want that. You don't want that. Sinubukan mo na bang pasintabi lang po kung nakakain na po kayo ng lunch or hindi pa kayo nakakain ng lunch? Subukan niyo na po bang mag-lunch sa ano, migup ng soup sa bowl ng toilet? Kadiri, di po ba? And you know what? Sometimes, what we use for worshiping God, our mouth, is the same thing that we use to curse people. You can't imagine eating in a toilet bowl. Can you imagine using your mouth, worshiping God, at the same time cursing your wife or your husband? Or dishonoring, disrespecting your parents? Can't imagine. Unimaginable. Do not offer our bodies, our parts of ourselves to wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. So you know, when you offer yourself to God, it starts with our hearts. Sa puso po nagsisimula yun. Hindi po yung utak natin, hindi po yung kamay natin, kasi lahat po yan, susunod po yan. If we open our hearts to God and let God deal with our sins inside our hearts, then everything will just follow. Offer yourselves to God so that you can be an instrument of righteousness. So what will happen if we die to our sins? So, sabi ni Paul, ganito, di ba? Okay, if you want to deal with your sins sa buhay mo, count yourselves dead to sin. Now, ano mangyayari? So what will happen if you offer or if you surrender your life and die to your sins? Romans 6:1-4 says here, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Verse 2, by no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live it any longer? You see, when you die with yourself, when you die with your sin, you know what's happening? God is giving you the grace. God is giving you the power to overcome. God is giving you the wisdom. God is giving you the ability to overcome. Verse 3 says here, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? When you offer your lives to die to your sins, you know what's happening? You are identifying with Jesus Christ when He died on the cross. And when you die to your sin, just like Jesus Christ, He was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. This is what's happening when we count ourselves dead to sin, when we turn away from our wickedness, when we surrender our hearts to God, God is giving us a new life. We thought we have life. Akala natin, life is what we have now. Gising ka sa umaga, kakain kang breakfast, papasok ka sa opisina mo, uuwi ka, pagod ka, magpapahinga, mag-dinner ka, tutulog ka. Ulit-ulit. Listen, that is not the life that God wants you to have. God is inviting you to an exciting life. And God is giving you a new life. But sin has to be dealt with. Kailangan madilian. If you want to thrive this year, in whatever areas in your life, sin has to be dealt with. And you see, when we die to ourselves, when we count ourselves dead to sin, we are actually giving glory to God. And that's what it's really all about, is giving glory to God. And as I share this message to all of us, this is my urge or my challenge to all of us. If you want to thrive this year, if you want to succeed, if you want to prosper, if you want to bloom, if you want increase in your life, don't just ask God to bless you. Ask God, ano ba yung sin sa puso ko na kailangan ma-deal mo this year? Don't just ask God to bless you. Ask God, God, humble me so that I can come to you. You know the difference between from the place where you are today and from the place that God wants you to be? You know what's the difference? Your decision. Your humility before God. God wants you to bring here, but you don't want because you are so arrogant and you don't see sin in your life. The difference from where you are today and to where God wants you to go is the humility that you're willing to take. God, humble me. I-humble mo. Allow me to see these blind spots in my life. Allow me to see the sin in my life so that I can thrive in this area of my life. You know what? Alam niyo yung blind spots? Alam niyo ba yung blind spots? These are the things in our lives that we don't see. Tama? Akala natin, parang ano siya eh? Blind spots. Parang underarm odor. Everyone knows about it in the room except you. Tama ba yun? In the same way, may blind spots tayo. God is pointing it. Some people see it in our lives, but we don't humble ourselves. And the result, you're not thriving. Hindi ka lang ka-thrive, nag-deteriorate ka pa. Ask God, God, ano ba yung mga God, ungodly, worldly mindset that I have today? Take it away. God, help me. Give me the grace to turn away from my sinful lifestyle. Deal with my sinful heart right now. As the year starts, deal it with me. Do you want to thrive financially this year? Ask God, God, ano ba yung mga mindsets na kailangan ko baguhin? Ano ba yung mga sinful areas sa buhay ko about finance? Lord, paliwanag mo nga sa akin. Reveal to me the covenant of tithing. Reveal to me the promise of giving. Lord, take this away. Lord, I want to prosper physically. I want to thrive. Lord, reveal mo nga sa akin that I am valuable, that I don't have to please people. Lord, I want to thrive relationally. Lord, reveal to me that the problem with my family is not yung asawa ko ganito, yung anak ko ganito. The problem is me. I'm not leading. I'm not acting. I'm not living my life the way you have called me to be. Can you just deal with my heart today? Lord, I want to thrive spiritually this year. Can you just take away the religiosity? Can you just take away the mindsets? Lord, can I just come to you right now for who I am and accept me? And listen, God will accept you for who you are. Do you want to thrive this year? Gusto mo ba yon? Do you want that? And if that's what you desire, if that's what you really want, listen. Tingnan mo yung puso mo. And ask God, God, take this away. Tanggalin mo to. You know, as I close, dying to ourselves and dying to our sin is really hard. Mahirap talaga yun. Mahirap talagang talikuran yung lifestyle na kinagawaan mo na, lalo na kung million-million ang pinapasok nun sa pamilya mo. Mahirap talagang talikuran yung lifestyle na na-enjoy mo na, na nakasanayan mo na, lalo na pag masaya ka. At hindi mo naman nakikita ang problema yon. It's really hard to turn away from a lifestyle that has been working with you, for you, for the past X number of years. It's really hard. But guess what? You're not thriving. You are deteriorating. Slowly deteriorating if you don't stop that. And this is my encouragement for all of us. Even though it's hard to turn away, to die to ourselves, listen, Jesus Christ with us. This is the promise. In Romans 6, 8 to 10 says here, now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we'll also live with Him. You see, when you die to your sins, when you die to your lifestyle, when you die to your desires, when you die to your mindset, when you die to all the things that you have believed in the past, when you die to all those things, listen, you're choosing God. You're choosing life. You're choosing fulfillment. You're choosing the very promise that God wants you to have. And if you die, Jesus Christ is dying with you as well. In fact, He died for you already 2,000 plus years ago. Verse 9 says here, "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him." And Jesus Christ died on the cross. This is the promise for all of us. When we die to our sins, when we choose God, listen, death has no mastery over you. Sin has no mastery over you. The enemy has no master over you. The lies of the enemy has no longer control in your life. The lies of the enemy has no longer control in your family. You can live free. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. When you choose to die to yourself, that's the only time you start living. When you choose to die to yourself, that's the only time you start living. Pag namatay ka sa kasalanan mo at sa sarili mo, doon pala mag-uumpisa kang mabuhay. And as I close, this is the message. Dying to oneself is the only way we can truly live. Gusto mo mabuhay? You really want to thrive? You see, living and existing are two different things. God's giving you life, not just to exist. Dying to oneself is the only way one can truly live. My prayer for this afternoon and for the rest of the year is every day we will die to ourselves. We will die to our sins so that we can experience the life that God wants us to have. Amen? Let's just bow our heads. God, maraming salamat for just showing yourself to us in a very powerful way again. Lord, I pray this year, my prayer is we will thrive, we will succeed, we will prosper, there will be increase, we will bloom, we will boom. Lord, I pray all the good promises you have for us, Lord, we will experience it this year. But Lord, if there are areas in our lives that need to be surrendered to you, God, I pray you deal it with it. You deal it, God, right now. Or if there are sins in our lives that's hindering us to fully experience the life that you want us to have, Lord, I pray, give us the grace. Give us the humility to acknowledge and come to you, God. Lord, I pray this year, you will reveal yourself to them, God, in a very powerful way, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.